I know it's been a while since we've talked. That's my fault, of course. And I'm sorry for it. I just. What do I say? What can I say? I guess I just needed some time. Well, I brought you some lilies. I know they're your favorite. And the flask that you gave me when we were younger. Seems like now is as good a time as any to share a drink from it, right? Ugh. My hands are shaking. Cheers, I guess. Anyway, the dogs are doing well. Miles is getting older, so he's getting pretty gray. You always thought dogs with gray beards were so cute. Lily is just an absolute tank. Queen of the house. She's quit chewing on my shoes, but every once in a while she'll find one of yours. I know, I know. You always told me to get rid of your things, that I'd have no use for them and that they'd scare off other suitors. I wish I could say you're right. But truth be told, I wouldn't know. Anyway, I've missed talking to you. I hope you've been doing okay. Work's been all right. I took some time off. I thought maybe that if I could just get away and clear my head, that things might just work themselves out. But is that ever really the case? Don't we always just come back home to the same problems we left? I took a trip up to that bed and breakfast that we stayed in when things went, awry on our trip to Memphis. You remember the one. I don't think I will ever unsee the amount of crocheted pillow covers that were in that room, but we sure had a blast, right? It just wasn't quite the same without you. But I did stop and get pancakes at that diner we stumbled into. I don't think I'll ever forget that day. It's one of my favorite memories of you. God, your smile, your laugh. That was the epitome of why I loved you so much. You were everything. You were just absolutely magnetic. You remember Maggie, right? That waitress that gave us free coffee because we had just come out of the rain, soaking wet, totally lost. She still works there. She also looks a little older now, but she's still as lively as ever. She poured a cup of coffee black for me, and one with four creams and three sugars just for you. In spirit, she said. Anyway. My mom says hi. She encouraged me to come here today. I think she said it would be cathartic. You would know what that word means, I'm sure. You always knew exactly the right words. Oh, my sister had a baby. Can you believe it? Man. Remember when we thought her and James wouldn't make it? They've been married for 2 years now. I know you know I've never been a fan of kids, but I fell head over heels for that little girl when she was born. I wish she'd have been there. She's perfect. She has these tiny little hands. I was just sitting there in the hospital holding her. And marveling at them. And that got me to thinking about your hands. So, I guess that's part of the reason I'm here today. I remember the first time that I held your hand. Ugh, you remember? We were just kids, babies. I remember when you shared your French toast sticks with me in the kindergarten lunchroom. I gave you my applesauce. We had breakfast. And then we walked out to recess while holding each other's little hands, glued together by maple syrup and the purest of love and friendship. If there's one thing I will say about us with absolute certainty, it's that you were always my very best friend. We were royalty of the playground. Always. I remember that same hand grabbing mine in middle school. You were always so protective of me. Man. Anytime anyone would even glance at me sideways, you were right there to remind them, and me, that I was yours, and that I was worth something. God, you were so smart. You always lit up my days. You always helped me with my homework. You know, I didn't really need help, right? You always had the right answers. And the best advice. And I remember seeing your smile shining at me down the hallways, and your energy just radiating. And yet, again, all I can think of is your hands. Watching them write, watching them work, watching them lace their fingers into mine on late nights when homework was done. I'll never forget your hands when we were in college, and when your head was constantly cradled by them. That's my fault. I did that to you, and I won't ever be able to apologize for it enough. The fact that I could have ever been the cause of tears falling into those hands makes me nauseous. I should have never treated you that way. I think about our little apartment downtown and how it was so awful, but how your hands made our 320 square feet into a home. I've thought about how when you'd reach for my hand in the car sometimes on the way home from some place that I'd pick a fight at for no reason at all, and I'd just pull away. I'm so sorry for that. You never deserved that. I should have fucking just let you love me. Listen, if I would have known that the last time I was going to hold your hand was going to be in this fucking place while you were in that fucking box. If I would have known I was going to be having this conversation with you while I was sitting here alone, I would have done a lot of things differently, okay? I would have grabbed your hand and never let go. I would have made sure you always fucking knew that you were loved, that you were cared for. I really messed up, okay? I would have taken in your breath when you were close to me, instead of being annoyed that you were breathing down my neck. I would have remembered your scent when you came to bed with wet hair instead of complaining that it got the pillows damp. I would have taken in the dewy feel of your skin in the mornings. I would have savored the thought of coming home to you at night. But I didn't. And I can't fix any of that now. I fucking miss you, baby. I fucking miss you. Anyway, I'm thinking about going out tonight. Maybe to dinner at that sushi place we really loved. I'm gonna catch a movie after. You always told me that I should make sure to get out once in a while. And I suppose visiting you is a good start, right? I'm going to get your favorite roll, and when they ask me if I need a box to bring it home in, I'll remember that I have no one to bring it home to. Which is fine, because I'm going to a movie anyway. Look at me, doing things you wanted me to. I hope that eventually you're proud of me. I'm so sorry it took me this long to just be here and try to talk it out. But you know me. I need a minute to collect my thoughts. Fuck. I miss you. That's my fucking thought. I miss you. And I wish you were here. And all this time, that was the only fucking thought I've collected. You were always way better at words than I was. Anyway, thanks for hearing me out, I guess. I suppose I should get going. It's starting to get dark, and I imagine they'll kick me out soon enough. I promise it won't take me as long as it did to get here the second time as it did the first. I think of you every day, you know. Of course you know. You always knew.